Over to Germany now, where there's still no new government more than 2 months after an inconclusive national election. One of the big sticking points in talks between the governing conservatives and rival parties has been coal. The country says it's committed to phasing out coal use to meet its promise to cut global warming pollution, but the parties have not been able to agree on when. Still, Germany has already made a major decision about a big part of its coal industry. It's closing down the last of its underground mines next year. That means the end of a once mighty industry in Germany. But for the last of Germany's underground coal miners, it'll be a pretty soft landing. From our Livable Planet desk, here's reporter Valerie Hamilton.
Ernst Müller is taking it pretty easy on the job these days. He's in charge of the machine shop at the Prosper Haniel coal mine in western Germany's Ruhr Valley, and today he's showing me around. Coal mines have anchored the economy here for 150 years, but that's all over now. Germany's last underground coal mines are set to close next year, and things are winding down. So there's plenty of time for a coffee break. We head past a black hill of coal and under a conveyor belt to Müller's workshop. Inside, it's like a museum. Tools and spare parts line the back edge of a big wooden workbench, and there's an ancient-looking drill press in the corner. We sit down at a long table with a lot of empty chairs. When Müller started at Prosper Haniel 17 years ago, there were 5 people in the machine shop. Now he's alone.
17 Jahre bin ich jetzt hier und seit 7-8 Jahren alleine.
Over a really good cup of coffee, he tells me about his plans for the future. He's 57, and under a downsizing plan, he could have already retired. Instead, he's sticking around for a couple more years to help close the mine. Then, he says, he's thinking about moving to live off of his pension on the Mediterranean resort island of Mallorca. If this sounds a little different from what you're used to hearing about coal mines closing, well, it is. And the reason goes back decades. 60 years or so ago, coal was king in Germany. 500,000 people worked in the coal mines that fed the steel mills and power plants that rebuilt the country after the Second World War. But the industry peaked in the 1950s, and it's pretty much been sliding ever since, from a 1-2 punch of high costs and falling demand. A German state newsreel from 1966 shows coal miners already retraining for new jobs as electricians, metal workers, even masseurs. It looks fun on film, but it wasn't pretty. Thousands of people lost their jobs and took to the streets to protest. So the government stepped in. They consolidated the mining industry into one company, RAG, whose purpose would be to downsize carefully. Since then, RAG has closed more than 100 mines in what both sides call a socially conscious way.
It was not always perfect.
This is RAG spokesperson Christoph Beike.
But it was much better than in other regions, in England, in France, or in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
In 2016, coal mines in the U.S. laid off thousands of workers. When Prosper Haniel closes next year, it's laying off exactly none, thanks to longstanding agreements between RAG and labor unions.
Well, this is a difference between the United States and Germany. We know that a company lives only with its employees.
At Prosper Haniel, workers like Müller, with 20 years on the job, can retire early, paid by a company fund. About half of the younger workers can stay on to maintain the mine area after it closes. The rest get job placement and training.
We promise every miner to find a new job for him.
To be fair, that's easier here than in the U.S. Unlike a lot of American mining regions, this is an urban area with jobs in nearby cities like Cologne and Dusseldorf. The region has been building a post-coal economy for 50 years, and Müller says co-workers have moved on to good jobs in energy, logistics, and retail. Müller says he recently talked to a few of them, and they're all totally happy. Of course, closing mines isn't just about miners. Müller says shutdowns can ripple through whole communities, taking down everything from bakeries to butcher shops. There's no retirement plan for workers down the supply chain who lose their jobs when the mine closes. In some of Germany's former mining cities, unemployment rates are still roughly twice the national average. Still, Mueller says the mine has done right by him and by his coworkers.
Also, aber die Zeche hat ihre Pflicht getan, so sehe ich das.
He says when it's over, it's over.
Ende ist, dann ist Ende, ne?
Now, coal in general is not over in Germany. It's just these underground mines that are closing. The country still mines a lot of cheaper surface coal, and it still imports a lot of hard coal from other countries. But it's under pressure to phase those out as well, to help the country live up to its promises to cut its climate pollution. And the country's experience downsizing coal workers like Ernst Mueller could help it ease that transition. As for Ernst Mueller, I wish him good luck and tell him I'm envious of his retirement plans.
Ja, muss nach Deutschland kommen. Im Amiland ist das nicht so, ne?
He tells me you should come to Germany, because it's not like that in America. For The World, Valerie Hamilton at the Prosper Haniel Coal Mine, Germany.
Tomorrow, we hear what one German city is doing to remake itself for life after coal.